Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Tony Villante, Chief Human Resource Officer and Executive Vice President at the United States Postal Service. Also joining us in our conversation is Bill Takis, IBM's U.S. Postal Service industry leader. Tony, would you elaborate on the U.S. Postal Service's 2006-2010 Strategic Transformation Plan? How does it build on the foundation set by the Postal Transformation Plan of 2002 and continue the transition from an internally focused workplace culture to one focused squarely on postal customers and business results?
Well, when you look at the Strategic Transformation Plan, it's a plan. It's our plan for the next 4 years. We've laid out our strategy for the future. And in this process, we let all the constituents in the Postal Service have input into the process and become familiar with it. So we try to look at the future through eyes of many different people, our internal constituents as well as external constituents. So you take the whole gamut of ideas and whatnot, and then you lay out your plan for the future to make the transformation from where we are today to where we believe we need to be in the future. We're very focused on the customers and business results, but we need to do better at it, and we need to bring the culture along when you make that type of change. To take an organization and to change the measurements and to highlight customers, you know, you can do that, but you need to bring everybody else along to be successful. What are the business outcomes that we need to achieve to be successful, and how do we treat our customers as the best customers in the world? We want them to keep coming back. We need to talk to them. We need to get information from them to make sure that our services and products are what they need and what they want. So the transformation plan helps us lay that out. It's broken into segments that we know we need to go after in our strategic transformation to make the desired changes to get us to this end result.
Now, could you elaborate a bit more on the Postal Service's efforts to develop its customer-focused approach? To what extent do programs such as the Postal Ambassadors Program and the Customer Connect for Carriers Program enable this shift?
As I said before, it's very important that we become customer-focused. Now, we use the term employee engagement. And when we talk about employee engagement, we talk about engaging our employees with our customers and with our business results. So the Postal Ambassadors Program, the Customer Connect Program are just two of the efforts that we try to implement to engage our employees in those strategies. And we've been successful in doing that. Our Business Connect, which is another program that we have with our postmasters, and they connect with businesses in their communities to get to that customer focus, to get the right business results. It's a very important part of our strategies to gauge our employees in these initiatives.
I know back in 2002 that the Postal Service designed and implemented a pay performance program. You talked a little bit about that a few moments ago. Could you elaborate a little bit more on that effort and where it stands right now? And in particular, how does it encourage that culture you're talking about, a performance within the Postal Service?
In 2002, I was part of a team that developed and implemented the pay for performance program. And just a little bit of our history, you know, traditionally we had the federal pay system. We had step increases, cost of living adjustments, base salary increases. Then the Postal Service evolved in the 90s to an economic value added. You measured the value added in any given year, and that determined the incentives that you paid your employees. 2001, 2002, we wanted to reach farther into the organization. You know, we wanted to get a system that rewarded people more for their impact on the organization. So we looked at a corporate performance, that's all employees. We took it down to the next level, which is the team or unit level. It's a number of employees that working in one facility or one type of operation. There's measured results on the outcome of that operation. And then we added another level, which is the individual's performance. So we looked at specifically how does the individual impact the organization? How should he be measured for his reward or his his pay increases? And so we have this overarching five criteria: customer services, business, employee, cost, and revenue. Five criteria that then cascade down through the various measurements. What's different about this is people now better know how they can influence outcome of both their personal compensation but also their contribution to the Postal Service. The results speak for themselves. We've had continuous improvement in productivity and service. We've recently had some all-time service scores, which we're very proud of. I think it's added a lot to the focus. It's added a lot to getting all employees on one team going for those right business results that we talked before. We're very proud of it. We think it worked very well. It was well accepted by employees. Originally, we worked through the management organizations. They were part of the team that developed it, so it was a collaborative effort to come up with this. I think the Postal Service is doing better and the individuals are doing better as a result of this pay-for-performance system.
Could you tell us a little bit more about how you developed and implemented your current performance measurement system? And in particular, you know, could you tell us a little bit about the National Performance Assessment and how you do that?
It's a pay-for-performance system. What the National Performance Assessment is that's just a information system that feeds all the data on all the measured objectives into one system. So what the National Performance Assessment, or we call NPA, does is it's an ongoing report of results, where you stand on any particular given. That's how we measure a year. Not every indicator, but most indicators you could look at on a weekly or a biweekly basis to see where you stand, how you're performing, and then you can better understand what you need to do to perform, where your strengths and weaknesses are. So the National Performance Assessment, the NPA, is very important because that's our communication to our management team on how you're doing, what's going on, and that creates a focus. The overall pay for performance, as I said, consists of those three parts. And as I said, we developed in collaboration with our management organization, the League of Postmasters, the National Postmasters Association in the United States, and then and the National Association of Postal Supervisors. So we got together in collaboration and we worked through this entire process. It's weighted scorecard, balanced scorecard by items, and you know, it's just worked very well. We have a performance assessment system that goes along with it that measures the performance and puts all the criteria in place that a manager needs to utilize to manage the performance of his employees on a periodic basis. And we require certain things to happen at certain times of the year to make sure that there's this dialogue about performance that's always happening between managers and supervisors.
Tony, I'd like to step back a little bit now and talk a little bit about an overview of the Postal Service's overall human capital strategy. And how does that strategy align with your overall organization's missions and goals and organizational objectives that you talked about before?
You know, just in simple language, what we like to say our strategy is to add value to the organization and to the employees within the organization. And what do I mean by that? We want to get the best product available to our customers, which we consider both the postal management and our employees. Another part of our strategy is we want to become one of the best places to work. We want to look at recruitment and retention. We want to look at the package that we offer to our employees. We want to do the right things because our strength is our employees. So we have very good employees. We want to make it a good place to work. We want to keep those employees. We want to retain our employees. We want to recruit good employees. And we want to maximize their potential within the organization. And we spend a lot of time and effort on succession planning and development and things like that so we can do that. But it's more than just that. It's all our employees. It's our bargaining unit employees. We have a good, strong employee engagement on safety and health for our employees. We have a lot of projects like an ergonomic project and an OSHA-type project to make the workplace a better place to work, a safer place to work. So we focus on making the Postal Service a good place to work as well as adding value to the overall organization. So, you know, in very simple terms, those are the things that we look at.
Tony, I want to take you back to one of the key challenges that you referenced in our last segment around the enterprise systems. A one HR vision underscores the need to transition human resources from a paper-based set of work processes to a paperless, web-enabled set of processes. How does the human capital enterprise system factor into this effort, and what are the benefits of this system?
Well, the human capital enterprise system, that takes an architecture of our infrastructure and human resources, and we'll now have one. We used to have 49 legacy systems running in the Human Resources Department. We've cut that in half. Our plans next year are to cut it in half again, and hopefully eventually we can just get to one infrastructure that shares data and information. And some of the other benefits of that system is it starts the effort to go paperless. So right now, every employee in the Postal Service has their own personnel file, and that's a paper document. It's a folder in a personnel office all over the country. We're beginning the process to take all that personnel information and put it on an electronic format and stop the paper processes. That's one example of how we can go from paper to a web-enabled process. The other part of it is a lot of our forms, a lot of the things we're re-engineering our processes, it's all going online. Our promotional processes, our hiring processes, our job bidding processes, our benefit selection process. That was all paper at one time. Now that's moved, so it's all online. And we keep moving through this process and we keep finding opportunities to streamline. As I said earlier, we're on phase one. We'll have two more phases that'll deal with other human resources functions. But each phase in each function gives us another opportunity to get away from paper and to get into a web-enabled process.
Now, Tony, it strikes me that in an organization such as the Postal Service, development is critical to the employee's success throughout all levels. Could you elaborate on the strategic training initiative and how does this program align training with the organization's goal-setting process and serve as a focal point for setting training priorities?
The strategic training initiative is a process that we put in place. So we have a committee that looks at all the training that's proffered for the next business year. And then that training has to meet certain criteria to become part of our strategic training initiative. It has to align with the goals. It has to have a business need or it has to have a legal requirement. So we take a focus through training. We point it in the next year towards what we need to accomplish, whether it's business results, employee results, or some things that we're legally required to do. So the strategic training initiative is just another way to create focus amongst the very diverse and large workforce so we can get everybody on the same sheet of music, everybody focused on the right thing. So it's been very helpful for us. It creates that once a year you have to step back and say, okay, what's important next year and how are we going to accomplish it and what training objectives do we need to put in place to make those things happen.
That's great. What about the U.S. Postal Service's workforce planning efforts? We will ask Tony Villante, Chief Human Resource Officer and Executive Vice President at the U.S. Postal Service, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.